Nearly 33,000 people were in the Aviva last night watching Ireland play England in that Euro qualifier. We lost 2-0. But despite the result, the spirits were high when our reporter Ethna Dodd spoke to fans outside Lansdowne Road.
It was good.
Will you go again to another match in the Aviva?
Yeah.
Were you a bit disappointed though?
Yeah.
I thought it was good. Then England had a very good goalie, so Ireland was unlucky, I think.
Ash, look, it was great crack. It was my first match to actually go to, my first football match to go to, especially for the women's football. But I thought it was good. We played a bit bad in the first half, but as the second half it came back, Katie, she was doing a great job. And so when she blocked the keeper's kick out, I said that was great.
Will you come back again to support the girls?
So look, whenever the next match is, I'd be down here, don't worry. It'd be great cracker, hopefully.
I never went to a football match like with the girls before, and I thought Ireland could have played like a lot better.
What do you think? Were you disappointed at the end of the match?
Of course I was disappointed, but like it was worth it to see because they played amazing. But like they tried their best and they got a really hard group as well. And, like, it's called the death group for a reason.
So you decided to spend your birthday at an Ireland v England match. How was that?
It was pretty amazing, to be fair. I've seen a lot of people I look up to. Like, it was really good. They did play very well in the second half. First half was a bit iffy though. Like 32,000, it's huge. Like filling out Tallaght Stadium first, now getting to 32,000. It's going to get better and better, clearly.
And are you one of the fans that are going to keep with them now?
Yeah, I have tickets for the France game from my dad, so I'm going to be going to that.
It was great to see them being so competitive against one of the best sides in the world. It's just pity, you know, they got unlucky with the penalties and that we just couldn't get a goal against them.
It was fun. I've never been to a football match before.
Will you go again?
Yeah.
And will you go support the boys or the girls? What do you think? Or both?
Both.
You're really here from Sydney?
I actually am, yeah. I flew over to surprise my parents for Easter and I'm here now for the crack.
And what did you think of the match?
Do you know what? It wasn't a bad match. I genuinely think there was a bit more that the girls could do. They gave it their all, but they were just a wee bit lacking. I missed the World Cup in Australia when I was there last year. I was home here in Ireland for the holidays. But 100%, yeah, I'd go back and have another one. Without a doubt, like the crack and the atmosphere and just the buzz was just brilliant.
What we will say is, right, we were slow and we had to be cautious, right, but we came out in the second half, we gave it gumph. But what we were unfortunately not doing in the second half when we had our opportunities was to take our chances. But we're proud of the girls. We continue supporting them. We were all away and we watched them in Australia and they were brilliant. We'll be here, we'll follow them again. We'll follow them over to England. And I'm telling you now, these girls are getting out of the group. Back them. Put the house on it.
That was Ethna Dodd speaking to some fans outside the Aviva Stadium after last night's defeat, unfortunately, for Ireland against England in the Euro qualifier, losing 2-0.